Oh, hello there, friends, family, foes, men, women, children, undecided, Dylan Mulvaneys, and everyone in between. This is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Corden, Jimmy Bill Maher, or Jimmy Trevor Noah show. You're watching The Right Show Podcast. This week, we have a lot to cover. This is the 4th of July wrap-up episode. A mysterious white powder was found in the White House. Put your jokes below. Joe Biden wanders off several times in the last week. A subway rider gets slammed. Nobody does anything about it. And we discuss the top four most dangerous colleges in the United States of America. This is The Right Show. 4th of July wrap up. So, let's wrap it up. Yes! And the fireworks went off with a blast. Yesterday. In fact, if you didn't see this video going around, be very careful next year when working with fireworks, or this might happen to you.
Run! It's gonna be right there. You cannot stick it in the ground, it's not gonna work.
Who did that?
You gotta put it in the chute.
That is exactly what will happen to you if you invite someone to your home to light fireworks that has no business doing it. What did you think of that explosive 4th of July celebration? Was yours that fun, or was it just that one family? Well, as that was going on, a student got out of summer school, and this kid, his favorite wrestler is Stone Cold Steve Austin, but he's a kid, he can't drink beer, so he's more into milk. This is Cold Stone, little Stevie Austin. Take a look.
No! It's over, baby! It's over! First phase in the book! And that's the bottom line! Because Stone Cold said so! Somebody give me a hell yeah!
Hey, only a kid with confidence can come off the bus while being recorded in front of his peers and throw milk onto his own face. Good work, Cold Stone Steve Austin. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. Tell me what you think in the comments. We'll highlight your words here. I just finished a week in Laughlin. We had some of the biggest, best crowds Laughlin has ever seen, folks. That's what they told me. Absolutely huge. So we had huge shows. It was a lot of fun. I want you to have a sneak peek of what my comedy show looks like so then you can decide if you're going to send your friends. Go.
I make my shows ages 15 and up to try to make sure that I don't say a lot of bad words so it makes me funnier. You have to be more clever to do 15 and up. So I want to know, where's my 15-year-olds? Make some noise. 15. No, nobody answered that one. Okay. Who is our youngest? Point if you think you're with the youngest person here, just so I can get a feel. Point them out. Embarrass them a little bit. Right back there. How old is your youngest at your table? Yell it out. 15 and a half. You're a dick, okay? Because I said, where's the 15-year-old? Like, not me, dude. That was 6 months ago, bro. You're talking to an older man now. All right. Thank you. Give it up for 15 and a half. That's what's up. Cool.
How fun was that? Now, this is true. I almost didn't post that video, but it's actually doing pretty well with the views. It starts slow, big payoff at the end. I literally asked, are there any 15-year-olds here tonight? We advertised 15 and up. They left me hanging. They left me feeling like Joe Biden reading a teleprompter. Crickets. And then I go, okay, who is our youngest audience member? Kid goes, I'm 15 and a half. Now, in hindsight, I should have gone in on that for another extra 5 minutes. You know, 15 and a half, what are we going to celebrate your half birthday? You know, when you get my age, you reduce months, you reduce years, you know, things like that. And he's going the other direction. But the point is, we had a really good time, and that was out there in San Francisco, which proves my comedy goes anywhere, coast to coast, and we love Patriots the most. I have a new Dry Bar comedy special out now. Go online, get the Dry Bar app. It's free if you put in code KVON. The Dry Bar special is amazing. My first Dry Bar, 400 million views across all platforms. This one, we got to get it up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Kayvon.
Thank you so much.
That's as much as I can show you by law, because they said while it's on that app, they want everyone to go there. So I just ended with thank you so much. Check it out and I'll say thank you so much. We have a comment in here from Barbara Scoggins saying, come to Dallas. Well, you're in luck. I will be in Dallas, Texas in 3 weeks. I'm going to talk about that right here, right now. Make sure you go on kayvoncomedy.com. You would see Dallas is right there waiting for you to buy a ticket. Now look here. BLM encourages violence. They encourage attacks and they tie the hands of citizens who want to do something about it. You are not allowed to intervene or they'll put you in jail. They'll indict you for whatever happens in the struggle. So you have no win here. You got a BLMer on a subway screaming, yelling, I'm going to kill you. If he hits you with a screwdriver, you could die. Or if you happen to get the better of him and choke him and he passes out because he's on too much George Floyd Fenty and goes down, you go to jail for life too. So it's a lose-lose situation in every major city. Take a look at how they're acting on the subway now that they know that you and I can't do anything about it. And everyone's just laughing about it, filming it, giggling. Nobody says, hey man, nobody pointed to the victim and said, that's the guy. He come out of a deep slumber wondering who just body slammed his neck while sleeping. And everyone is quiet because BLM also teaches, stop snitching, don't be a good citizen. This country is racist, white people are horrible, and so no one's gonna tell on the black guy. Take a look again, because if you blinked, you missed it. So that is what every major city in America wants to bring to you next if you keep voting with your heart and for Democrats. Moving right along. When you see stuff like that, you wonder, geez, is it just dangerous in New York or just in San Francisco? No, we're going to tell you the top five most dangerous colleges in the United States. So I want you to put in the comments, top five most dangerous colleges in the USA. Who do you think it is? And why? What city? What college? Where in the world? Let's get into it right now. And if you went to any of these schools, please tell us in the comments. We want to hear from you. Number five, University of California, Los Angeles. Okay, now this is a leftist paradise, LA. The police force is BLM. The mayor is BLM. The chief of police, the sheriff is pro-BLM. The legislature is BLM. They're worried about gender fluidity, and they're going to get you kicked in the balls and you're gonna have gender fluid all over the floor. So here we go. FBI crime stats say UCLA has the highest rate of violent crime among its student body. We go to number four, University of California, Berkeley. No different than what I just told you. One was UCLA, the other is UC Berkeley up north. Democrat run right down the street. You got Nancy Pelosi, you got an hour and a half away, you got Gavin Gruesome Newsom doing nothing about this. Number four, the world's best public university is also number four in criminal offense rates. And number six in violence against women. So you're talking about pro-women, our lives matter, their life mattered, believe all women. But even Berkeley, the epicenter of believe all women, does not believe these women need security and safety and does nothing about it. Last March, Berkeley made headlines when a group of film students were robbed at gunpoint near their campus. Number three, University of New Mexico. You thought Old Mexico was dangerous. Take a look at this. Between 2020 and 2021, there were a total of 159 car thefts, 59 aggravated assaults, 36 date rapes, which means Hunter Biden visited the University of New Mexico at some point. Number two, Ohio State University. OSU holds second place when it comes to violent crime on campus. 583 violent crimes occurred between 2019 and 2021. And the Democrats did nothing about it. And number one, most dangerous university in the United States, Indiana. Congratulations, Purdue. Ranked as the most dangerous college campus for women, police warn students to be aware of their surroundings after 5 people were sexually assaulted while walking on a trail on campus in June alone of 2022. It's gotten much worse ever since. So there you have it, folks. Do you feel safe on college campuses? These are leftist paradises, but paradise is just an illusion. While you're thinking about that, I want you to think of the top 15 most dangerous cities in America, because we don't just want to bag on college kids. Once leftists graduate college in mass numbers, go to their favorite cities, they bring the crime they're used to right there with them. 15 most dangerous cities in the USA. Number 15, Pennsylvania. That's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 14, Kansas City. 13, Milwaukee. 12, Oakland. 11, Little Rock. 10, Baton Rouge. We know it's Rouge. We're having fun with you, you morons. Number 9, Shreveport, if you're a Maria Shriver fan. Number 8, New Orleans, or New Orleans. Number 7, Cleveland. Number 6, Detroit. Number 5, Memphis. Number 4, Baltimore. Number 3, Birmingham. Number 2, Mobile, Alabama. And number 1, St. Louis, or St. Louis. You know how bad these cities must be for Chicago to not even make the list? We'll be back with a whole lot more. Be very careful when you're in those cities, or come to my comedy tour on kayvoncomedy.com. We just go right outside of all of those cities, the safer area where the actual police do show up to stop the crime, because BLM has not infiltrated them yet. Kayvoncomedy.com. See you at a show. Get ready for more. The Right Show right up. I want to give you guys the tour dates. Minneapolis is 6 shows this weekend. Please be there. Phoenix, Arizona. Austin, Texas. Dallas. Mondovi, Wisconsin. Irvine. We'd have a private party right there. San Diego. Vancouver. And Raleigh. After that, we're getting a little too far out there. So please get your tickets. Come to those shows. If you like merchandise, pick it up on teespring.com/gofa. This is one of my newer jokes. A very funny joke. You're going to laugh. Go.
Pandemic, they shut down a lot of these restaurants. I was like, I have an idea for a Vietnamese restaurant. We'll make it a drive-through only Vietnamese restaurant. Drive-through only. You take the ingredients. You eat them at home. I already got the name picked out. Go pho yourself. Politicians like, you're not essential. Go pho yourself. We open. Vietnamese, that's my favorite kind of Asian. You know why I like Vietnamese? Because the food is delicious. They have a soup. It's spelled P-H-O. You ever heard of that soup?
Yeah.
Yep. When I went there, first time, I go, can I try your pho? The lady's like, it's not pho, it's pho. Then I realized the name of her restaurant was hilarious. It was Good For You. I'm like, damn, that's funny, man. I'm like, this is good for me. That's good. But then I started looking for Vietnamese food all around the world. I went to Las Vegas. I kid you not, there's a lady there named Kim Long. So she opened her own restaurant and named it after herself. It's called Pho Kim Long. Accident? I don't know. Pho yourself.
Pick all those up and more. Now, a mysterious white powder was found at the White House. They are now sending that white powder to Hunter Biden for further testing. As we know, if you find white powder at the White House, it could be anyone in the Biden administration. Every one of them is going through gender transition surgeries. They have pills and powders everywhere. Yeah, it could be something to powder a brand new created canoe down there made out of a pee-pee. But the point is, we believe Hunter is snorting some of that white privilege. You know what I'm talking about. Do you believe it's Biden's, or do you think it's somebody else's? Please put that in the comments, because I'm thinking it's either Hunter or Joe snorting some of that Delaware dandruff. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And I thought no one was above the law, but these people are very high above the law. And that's what happens when you put someone who believes white supremacy is running rampant.
Most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
We don't have a problem of white supremacy in the White House. We have some white powdery up in there, okay? And by the way, I believe that powdery substance was found because it was discovered in a laptop bag, empty laptop bag, with a sign on it that says, do not lose this time. One of Hunter's specialties. White supremacy is not the problem. White powder C is. We're going to catch up in the comments right after this. Joe Biden wandered off several times in the last week. It's got to be near the end. If he was a dog, a vet would recommend we put him down. Watch how he has no clue where he is and what he's doing. Even the host is like, please stay in your seat. We're coming back.
Well, and the ones that didn't vote for your bills, but run on them.
That's right.
Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. It's a very exciting day around here. We'll have reaction and analysis to everything we just heard from the president.
I mean, she's trying not to laugh. She's saying, don't go anywhere. When you end an interview, you sit there, they go to commercial, and then you leave. You go, better leave now. I just heard that it's pudding time near the bingo hall. Okay? And if you think, oh, I'm just making fun of a poor guy, he's old. That's okay if he's old and doesn't know what to do. Just don't be the president while you're in that state. So his wife keeps putting him up to this, telling him he's okay. His party tells him he's doing a great job. They all should go to jail for elder abuse. And what's the one most important thing you should know when you're about to go give a speech? How do I get on and off the stage? Number two, what am I supposed to say when I'm up there? And number three, how long do I have to say it? So these are the top three things you should know. But number one is what? How do I get on and off the stage? Most powerful leader in the world still hasn't figured that out.
America does. Well done.
And here's Neo.
Where is he? I don't know, man. I want to say hi to him. I'm trying to get me off the stage. You're afraid I'm going to try to sing, aren't you? Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Brutal. This weakens us on the world stage. Leftists love Joe Biden, reminds them of themselves. I want a guy who's kind of quiet, kind of dumb, hard, you know, hard, his job is too hard for him. That reminds me of me. Leftists are allergic to hardworking people, people that come off bold, confident, excellent at their job. If they don't know how to do something, they'll figure it out. The left don't want to see that. So Joe Biden represents them perfectly. And of course, we have a great comment right here from YT Hates Facts. Joe Biden is the kind of guy that acts like an NPC. If you don't know what an NPC is, it's a non-player. So it's just one of those characters in the movie. You walk up and he goes, go to the village to find what you're looking for. And then you walk away and come back. Go to the village to find what you're looking for. You know, you hit him on the head, he goes, oof, go to the village to find, you know, he's not even a real player in the game. That's what's going on. Great point. Thank you for leaving your comments. And anyone who leaves a comment, we try to find it in time, put it up here so your voice gets heard too. All right, so we move right along. Juicy Squirrelettes. Now, we all know Juicy Smollettes. He is a black supremacist who faked a hate crime and blamed it on white people to start a race war in Chicago. It was then found out it wasn't two white guys who could have got killed had there been two white guys walking around that night, based on the race war Juicy Smollett tried to start. No, it was two black guys he hired and paid to fake his own race hoax because there is very little racism in America, so you have to import Nigerians to do the work. That being said, we have Squirrely. Okay, we have Juicy Squirrelettes. This is the same thing, but from an animal's point of view. Watch.
A dying squirrel has faked its own death and then even staged a crime scene. All right, so in a clip that's gone viral, the rodent knocks over a broom. When it fails to land in a convincing position, the squirrel has a bit of a rethink, a forward roll, so it ends up under the broom. It's pretty convincing for a devastating murder scene. And it, hang on, final flourish, the squirrel ending up with arms splayed and the murder weapon across its chest.
So That is exactly what Jussie Smollett did to himself. He put a rope around his own neck, he poured bleach on his shirt, and he accused other people of doing that so he could get famous, get love, get promoted at work, and get shown around the White House and maybe a day to spend time with the Bidens, who lie about white supremacy every single day. So that's what's going on out there. Yes, caught live in the act. That was Jussie Smollett. We'll come back with one last segment of The Right Show. I told you, this is the best show on YouTube. My one-hour comedy special is now available for purchase. The reason is we do this show for free. We give comedy clips every week for free. But if you like this clip, consider making a $12 purchase on my website, kayvoncomedy.com, under the shop. We'll send you the link. You can watch it from any device. It's a lot of fun. In fact, here's a little sample, a little Hunter Biden Delaware dandruff sample to get you addicted.
It happened to me in real life. I told my friend he didn't think it was funny. I was at the gym on the treadmill, minding my own business, and there was a Latino guy next to me, and he went to go home. He threw his backpack on. I guess it was slightly unzipped, and three oranges flew out. And I started laughing because in California, Latinos are known for having oranges, and he did, right? And I told my friend, he's like, what's so funny about that? I'm like, he's Mexican. He had oranges in his backpack. That's funny. He's like, that's not funny. That's racist. Oh, here we go again. It's not racist. I would have laughed if anything flew out of anybody's backpack, if it was culturally appropriate to that person. He could have been Irish and three potatoes flew out of his backpack. Right? I'd have laughed at the potatoes. He could have been Hawaiian and three pineapples flew out of his backpack. I would have laughed. Every culture has a funny backpack. That's why we're all equal. Right? Italians. We got Italians here. Italians. What would come out of an Italian backpack? Meatballs. Meatballs. Maybe a handgun. It doesn't matter. It's funny. Hey. Forget about it, huh? Asians. What comes out of an Asian backpack? Textbook. COVID. Whatever. But everybody's got... Don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that. We all have something we can joke about. My dad's Middle Eastern. What comes out of his backpack? Doesn't matter. Run. We'll figure it out later. Get the exit. 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 Find the nearest exit. Find the nearest exit! Someone laughed way too hard at that one. Ah! I was thinking that! We'll skip black so I can keep working. But everybody has a backpack. Well, no. I'll tell you something interesting that happened. I did a show in Las Vegas, and I did all the cultures, and I skipped black, and a black dude in the front row goes, hey, you didn't do our backpack. And I go, well, yeah, let's just move on, sir. And he says something very insightful. He said, if you skip black people, then that's racist. I'm like, oh, he's right. We're all the same. We all got to be part of the fun. But I was still scared. I said, all right, sir, I'll say the backpack, and you say what would come out of it. He's like, bet. I'm like, all right, what would come out of a black dude's backpack? He stood up and goes, yo, wallet. He said that. And he got a bigger laugh than I did that night. I was offended. But people like to have a good time, and people like to joke around, and that's why comedy is essential. We just laughed at everybody today. That's what we did. Yes, we did.
There you have it. So what did we do right there? We just made fun of everything you're told at work you're not allowed to make fun of. We made fun of every culture. If you did that at your job, you go to HR, you get fired. You do that at college, they protest you, they try to kill you, they call you a racist. So we just did that. We did it with no bad words. I produced my own comedy special, and you guys hopefully laughed with me. So if you enjoy it, go online, pick it up for 12 bucks. And if we get 1,000 people to purchase it for $12, that's $12,000. That's how much it costs to film the whole special. So it's a $12,000 production, and I want to pay all the cameramen, the lighting, the sound, and the decor people that did all that. So it's very easy. And by the way, we've already sold 700 copies, so we only need 300 more to go. Now, here's why I said 5. 300 more copies, you know, it's 1,000. But if we do 500 copies, then I make $2,400 for filming my own special. Yes! Look at that. So, folks, thank you for tuning into The Right Show. This is how we do it. We start with a comedy clip. We end with one. We laugh in the middle, but we cover a few serious topics as well. Biden got lost. A squirrel faked his own death. A BLMer slammed somebody in the subway. We laughed at Stone Cold, Cold Stone, Milky Steve Austin. And of course, we saw some fireworks. Let's end with the same fireworks we started with, shall we? We tell truth through comedy. We keep America laughing. And we have a newsletter. So go on kayvoncomedy.com/newsletter so that I can tell you when I'm coming to your town. I hate when I just leave Minneapolis and I've done 6 shows and someone goes, when are you coming to Minneapolis? I was just there. So I'll be there this weekend and I'll be in Phoenix the week after that. And I want you at all the shows. So sign up for the newsletter and we'll see you next time. Right here on The Right Show.